Welcome to this Red Meat and Wool Growth Program podcast, brought to you by the Department of Primary Industries and Regions, Livestock SA and Animal Health Australia.
At the heart of pretty much any business transaction is trust, that assurance that you're getting what you paid for, which in the case of the red meat industry includes being clean, safe, natural, and disease-free. However, in a sector that employs over 400,000 people, how do you build that in? G'day, I'm Drew Radford, and the organisation that's responsible for this is Integrity Systems Company. To find out how, I'm joined in the PIRSA studio by their Communication and Evaluation Manager, Kathleen Allen. Kathleen, thanks for your time.
Thanks very much for having me. Great to be here.
Kathleen, we're going to delve into some of your work with Integrity Systems Company, but that's more than just a job for you because I understand you've well and truly got dirt under your boots. What's your background?
I'm actually a sheep and cattle producer from here in southern New South Wales, based in Yass. We produce superfine merinos mainly and some beef cattle. I guess that means that I've been living and breathing livestock production, and included in that, of course, is Integrity on a very practical level on a daily basis as well.
Is farming in your blood?
Absolutely. I'm a fifth generation farmer and I live here on the property with my mother in her house just a couple of hundred metres up the hill. And I'm lucky enough to share the farm with my two daughters as well. So there's three generations here on the farm too.
So you really get firsthand the importance of traceability and food safety when it comes to the red meat sector.
Absolutely. And over the course of my career, which I've spent over 20 years in the agriculture sector professionally as well since I left university, I've been able to travel all around the world and I've seen other production systems in various countries, but I've also seen red meat in markets all around the world and really understand what our customers and our consumers want, but also how highly regarded Australian red meat and the farming sector here is. So right through from a really practical level through to seeing our produce all around the world, which is really exciting, and I'm really grateful for the opportunities that my career has presented me as well over that time too.
What role does Integrity Systems Company play in Australia's red meat system?
So Integrity Systems Company is a subsidiary of Meat and Livestock Australia. So Meat and Livestock Australia is the research and development organisation that's responsible for investing those transaction levies that red meat producers pay every time that livestock are sold. MLA then invests that money in research and development and adoption and marketing activities. So Integrity Systems Company, we're a subsidiary of MLA, and basically we're responsible for delivering the Integrity system on behalf of red meat producers in Australia.
Kathleen, I know your title. It says Communication and Evaluation Manager, but what does that actually do?
So what I do on a daily basis is that I am responsible for communication and extension activities on behalf of Integrity Systems Company, so primarily to producers and their influencers or other key stakeholders in the red meat value chain, so livestock agents, transporters, processors, feedlotters and the like. But it's all about delivering messages so that producers can meet their integrity requirements so that we can keep trading livestock and keep meeting the needs of our customers and consumers all around the world. So I have a really varied job. It's anything from face-to-face workshops, which unfortunately we haven't been able to do for quite a number of months now, delivering webinars, social media, managing our presence on our websites and things like that, media, all sorts of things. But basically it's working with our target audience, which is up around 170,000 red meat producers, and helping them meet their requirements so that they can keep trading livestock.
Well, keeping trading is the central tenet of all of this. So what are the biggest risks to that in terms of the red meat integrity system?
Well, the red meat integrity system is really, really important because it provides that assurance that our customers require. So for many, many years, Australian red meat and Australian food products have always had a reputation for being clean and green and high quality and a premium product. It's really important that we, as producers of those food products, are able to provide our customers with a level of assurance, and the Red Meat Integrity System enables us to do that. The system is made up of two key elements. The first one is on-farm assurance, so producers are required to manage their livestock and manage their property in accordance with seven requirements that are set out in the Livestock Production Assurance Program. And then the other element of the integrity system is the National Livestock Identification System, and that's it's all about identification and traceability so that we know where all our red meat producing livestock is located, and that then that information is added to a database when those animals move along through the value chain over the course of their life. So they're the two programs that make up the integrity system. And it's really, really important that through a couple of other aspects of the system that producers are actually able to meet their requirements. So it's really important that they keep really good records, that they are able to accurately and honestly complete things like national vendor declarations when they are transferring or moving livestock. And it's all about providing that customer assurance to our customers all around the world. The Australian red meat industry now is worth $28 billion. We employ 400,000 people across 80,000 businesses now in Australia, and we supply product into 100 markets all around the world. So it's really important that we have a level of documentation through good records and through national vendor declarations and things like that, but that we're also able to demonstrate to our consumers that we actually take integrity and food production really seriously, that we're managing our livestock and our property well, and that we can identify our animals and trace them through the supply chain for the course of their life as well.
It's a substantial size industry when you map it out like that, Kathleen, but the central tenet, what you're drilling down to, is it's all about ensuring there is trust in our red meat supply chain.
Yes, absolutely. And I think the other thing that's really important is that we're a big contributor to the Australian economy, but there are large number of producers that make up that industry. And at the moment, there's over 170,000 accredited livestock producers here in Australia, and they vary from having just a couple of animals right through to our large family and corporate farms. But the important thing to note is that everybody that produces livestock has a role to play. They have certain things that they need to do, and that everybody's got a role to make sure that we can all stand by what we sell.
Kathleen, there's so many members involved in the red meat supply chain, and often responsibility for product integrity is passed along the chain. Where do producers fit into Australia's red meat integrity system?
Yeah, good question. And as you said, there are certainly a number of people that make up that red meat value chain, from producers through to livestock agents, the transporters that are moving livestock, feedlots, processing plants and the like. So it is a big industry with lots of different players that make up that industry. But producers are really critical to that, and it's really important that they do the right thing to meet their integrity requirements. And sometimes producers might not realise is that they are actually food producers. So not just a seed stock producer or a ram producer, for example, that's in that ram might go on to another producer. But producers are a critical part of the supply chain, as they are responsible for the management and the welfare of animals in their care. It's really important that they are doing everything that they can to provide that assurance as those animals move along the chain. But not to lose sight of the fact that when animals do move, that there is somebody responsible for their care and welfare, and also for meeting their requirements.
Why is the red meat integrity system so important for Australian producers?
The red meat integrity system is the tick of assurance for our customers. So what it does is it makes sure that our customers and consumers can have trust in Australian red meat. It does that through a couple of different ways. It does that through the on-farm assurance element, which is through livestock production assurance. It does that through identification and traceability, which is through the National Livestock Identification System. And it also does that through good record keeping, and it all comes together through the National Vendor Declaration, which of course produces will sign and provide details about the animal's history and its ownership, which is really important for lifetime traceability, but also from a food safety point of view. So the red meat integrity system, it is crucial to providing that customer assurance. We can't just rest on our laurels or say that we are the producer of clean and green produce. We actually do need to have that level of assurance through auditable programs such as livestock production assurance, and through documentation and how we manage our livestock and our properties.
Kathleen, what's the company you work for, Integrity Systems Company, doing to reduce the risks that we talked about back at the start?
So Integrity Systems Company, at the moment, we've got a number of initiatives to help producers mainly, but also their key influencers or where producers go for advice. We have a really exciting communication and extension program where we're delivering messages to those producers in a number of ways. So through our regular monthly newsletters, Integrity Matters, we've got a webinar program on at the moment, which is delivering, I think, 24 webinars since July through to October on a whole range of topics that again is all about People understanding what it is that they need to do to meet their requirements under the integrity system. And we're also doing some really innovative things in terms of product development as well. So last year there were some changes to the National Vendor Declaration. We've also significantly improved the ENVD, and we're seeing some really great adoption and uptake of that as an alternative to doing a paper-based National Vendor Declarations. That's a really exciting thing that I would encourage producers to try. It's also simplifying and becoming more efficient in terms of meeting your consignment paperwork requirements. And then also we've got a number of other initiatives where we're capturing data that producers are creating on farm, but also providing that in a way that's useful. So programs such as Livestock Data Link and things like that, where you can get carcass feedback and information about animal health conditions when animals are consigned to slaughter as well. So there's lots of initiatives, but it's all about delivering an integrity system that's easy to use, that it meets the needs of our customers but also our producers. And there is a communication extension program that builds that awareness, but importantly it's not just awareness about what producers need to do, but it's really important that they understand why the system's really important and that it's important for their business, it's important for their industry, and it is a really exciting industry to be part of at the moment, particularly COVID times, and we're all enjoying sensational prices for livestock at the moment. And it's really cognizant on us as producers to take that seriously and to stand by what we sell and provide that level of assurance for our customers.
Kathleen, you covered a lot of ground there, and in amongst that you mentioned ENVD. What else do producers need to do on farm to help enhance the integrity system?
Apart from completing their National Vendor Declaration, which they can use the ENVD now, and it's really important that when you complete your National Vendor Declaration that it is clear, complete and correct, because it's the National Vendor Declaration where all of the integrity system comes to life. So it's where you provide that documentation about the animal's history, which is important for food safety, so things like residues and treatments and ownership and things like that. But apart from the National Vendor Declaration and making sure it's clear, complete and correct, the other really important aspect that producers need to be mindful of is how they manage their livestock and their property on farm, and that's set out in the Livestock Production Assurance Program. And for both that and the National Livestock Identification System, it's really important that producers are keeping good records. So the Livestock Production Assurance Program is auditable, and for an audit to take place, an auditor is going to be reviewing your paperwork and your records. But record keeping is not just something that's a requirement as part of Livestock Production Assurance. You need to keep good records across many other business programs, and certainly just for managing a business, and then managing your animals according to those requirements, keeping things like a biosecurity plan, making sure you're across the animal welfare standards and guidelines, doing your National Livestock Identification System transfers, making sure that all your animals are tagged and those types of things. But then make sure that when you are moving animals that you're filling out that NVD, it's clear, complete and correct. And then you're assured that you can stand by what you sell.
Kathleen, in terms of standing by what you sell, what are the top three actions that you think producers can either stop doing, start doing, or change what they're doing now to improve biosecurity through the integrity system?
For me, I think it's all about making sure that your National Vendor Declaration is clear, complete and correct, making sure that you've done your NLIS transfers on the database, and when you're purchasing animals, you're responsible for that. So check your NLIS transfers, and then the other thing would be keeping good records.
Kathleen, where can those listening to this find out more information or even get some support?
So Integrity Systems Company has a great website, so integritysystems.com.au. On there you'll find everything you need to know and some great links to further resources to help you meet your requirements for both Livestock Production Assurance and NLIS. We're across all the usual social media channels, so Facebook and Twitter. We've got some great resources on YouTube, so some animations about how to complete your NVD, how to start using the ENVD, as well as some great animations as well about how the actual integrity system works, and some case studies as well. And the other thing is our monthly e-newsletter called Integrity Matters, which goes out each month. You can subscribe to that on our website. And then, of course, we've got a fantastic customer service team that you can also ring as well. And they're available from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. 5 days a week to help you with all your LPA, NLIS and NVD requirements as well.
Kathleen, there is a lot involved to ensure trust is maintained in Australia's red meat system. Thank you for joining me in the PIRRSA studio to discuss Integrity Systems Company's role in that.
Thank you very much, Drew. It's been great.
To find out more information or get support in implementing better biosecurity within your business, contact your local animal health advisor from the Department of Primary Industries and Regions or the South Australian Livestock Biosecurity Extension Team through the Livestock SA Office. The Red Meat and Wool Growth Program is an initiative of the Government of South Australia and supported by Meat and Livestock Australia, SA Sheep and Cattle Industry Funds and Sheep Connect SA.